The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the best of the names, in the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, dear friend. You are with IRIB English Radio and today's special. Our topic is the wisdom behind calamities.
Thank you.
today. Monday is the 26th of Shawwal, 1442 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 17th of Khordad, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of June, 2021 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open the Holy Quran and we listen to chapter and sharah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Alam nashrah laka sadrak.
Did we not expand for you, O Muhammad, your breast?
وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ.
And we removed from you your burden.
الَّذِي أَنْقَضَ ظَهْرَكَ.
Which had weighed upon your back.
وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ.
And raised high for you your repute.
فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
For indeed, with hardship will be ease.
إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا.
Indeed, with hardship will be ease.
فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ.
So when you have finished your duties, then stand up for worship.
وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ.
And to your Lord, direct your longing.
Rahman, ya Rahman, sa'idni ya Rahman, ishrah sadri Qur'an, imla qalbi Qur'an, wasqi hayati Qur'an.
The role is general and for all. They encourage the pure Muslim believers to know and be sure that whatever difficulties or troubles are encountered by men, Allah always provides a solution, a way out, a relief, a way to lead to ease and happiness. Moreover, the solution or relief does not merely come after the difficulty, it is provided with it. It is the glad tidings or promise of Allah that enlightens the heart, makes it hopeful for triumph, and clears man's soul of the dirt of its hopelessness.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Our topic is about calamities and disasters in life. Dear friend, calamities and disasters are a test, and they are a sign of Allah's love for a person, because they are like medicine. Even though it is bitter, despite its bitterness, you give it to the one whom you love. And for Allah is the highest description. It is said, the greatest reward comes with the greatest trial. When Allah loves a person, He tests him. Whoever accepts that wins His pleasure, but whoever is discontent with that earns His wrath. Calamities are good for the believer in the sense that reward is stored up for him the hereafter thereby. How can it be otherwise when he is raised in a status thereby and his bad deeds are expiated? The Prophet said, when Allah wills good for his servant, he hastens the punishment for him in this world. And when Allah wills ill for his slave, He withholds the punishment for his sins from him until he comes with all his sins on the day of resurrection. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to deal with how to come up with calamities and sorrows. In the Islamic culture and in Muslim practices, we find that at such times, I mean such sorrowful times and experience, we find that recounting the calamities that were imposed on the infallibles, on the Prophet and the household of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and shedding tears in this way contributes to the psychological health and stability of the person who has experienced the sorrowful experience of the death of one of his beloveds. At the same time, we find that, I mean, those people who receive the sad news of the death of such people, for a short period of time, I mean, for some moments or for some first hours, they cannot believe, or they tell themselves that okay, the news is absolutely false. But when they receive this this experience and come to the reality, to find out that the reality was something totally different, and the reality was as it was, it's much better, I mean, for those people who are around it to go to them and to try to calm them.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
Success in the light of calamities. In the roaring sea of life, there are storms as well as mountain high waves. The high-rise waves of incidents and accidents try to block the path of great people. The remarkable point is that the existence of difficulties is one of the causes of success. Some people do not realize that easily, but if they think over it, they would realize that just as the heat of fire strengthens steel, difficulties and hardships make the imagination and thinking of men more sharp and teach him the lesson of living. Strong and powerful people are those who were brought up amidst difficulties and hardships because they alone know how to cope up with adversities. But those who are nourished in comfort and ease are like delicate and tender flowers which fall down even by a cold whiff of breeze. Today's special from IRIB English Radio. And now, the wisdom behind calamities. Calamities provide an opportunity to think about one's faults and shortcomings and past mistakes. Because if it is a punishment, what was the sin? They demonstrate the true nature of people, for there are people whose virtue is unknown until calamity strikes. As long as people are doing fine, their true nature is concealed. But when calamity strikes, their true nature are revealed. So the believer resorts to his faith, and hypocrite resorts to his hypocrisy. Another reason behind calamities and hardship is that a person becomes able to distinguish between true friends and friends who only have their own interests at heart.
If we only understand this golden law, when we encounter difficulties in our life, we will not complain. It would be funny for you to complain about the difficulties and problems of your life. If a student goes to class, and in the middle of the class, while he's taking the test, he complains to the professor. He keeps on complaining, "You know what? This is requiring effort on my part. I really need to use my brain for this problem. This is taking stress and energy out of me." What would the professor tell him? He'll tell him, "You know what? Isn't that why you came here in the first place? It doesn't make sense for someone to complain. If you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you in difficulty, the next time when you're faced with a problem, with a difficulty, don't say to yourself, 'What's going wrong here? What have I done wrong?' This is what we're created for. In fact, if a while passes in your life and you see that there are no difficulties, then you should be asking, 'What's wrong in my life?' Of course, I'm not telling you or encouraging you to create problems in your lives. As a believer, we need to approach our problems with sincerity, with faith, and to try to solve them as much as we can.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. This episode of today's special, may Allah bless you all. Have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and we start today by contemplating upon a valuable piece of advice from the Prophet's sixth infallible successor, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. Three characteristics bring about hatred, that is, hypocrisy, oppression, and self-conceit. Thank you.
Meaningful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. Again, in continuing with the tradition of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam on the Aql and the Jahl, and the units within the armies of Aql and the units within the armies of Jahl, we have reached, according to the text in front of me, the 37th phrase of this beautiful tradition, where the Imam again mentions two qualities. The quality for the Aql that the Imam mentions is Al-Hubb, or love, and that which is in contrast, Waziduhu, that the Imam mentions is Al-Bughz, or hatred, enmity, but different type of enmity. But this needs to be explained, that hub here is hub for goodness. It is hub and love towards that which is good, that which is pure, that which is meant to be loved. For example, one of those aspects, one of those foundational things that love is meant to be given to is the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. This is a command from the Holy Quran, that, you know, their love is compulsory upon everybody. And in bughz also, you know, it is not something that is always bad. But here, bughz is for those things that love is meant to be given to. For example, very, you know, hypothetical example, this actually exists, that a person, you know, has bughz for the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and therefore he is disobedient. For example, for the fasting. Again, that's a very, you know, hypothetical example, but it happens that a person has such hatred for the fasting that it doesn't do anything for him. He completely ignores it and he doesn't do anything. He doesn't even fast. When the holy month of Ramadan comes, it does not show any difference. He actually hates that particular time. Oh, the month of Ramadan has come, you know, I have to kind of hide myself, and I don't want people to see me, and I don't want to fast, and so on and so forth. This is a very small example. There are many examples that can be given in this regard. However, it must also be understood that this thing is not always good. And this is what it needs to be explained, that sometimes hub itself is part of jahl, and bughz itself is part of the aql. How? That you have love for something that you should hate, and you know, for example, this dunya. You love this dunya. This is not part of aql. And on the other side, you hate those who hate Islam, or you hate those who hate the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, and so on and so forth. Or you not hate them, or you kind of, you know, remove yourself away from them. We have this concept, and we have this in our furu' ad-deen, or the roots, or not the roots, the branches of our faith of tawalla and tabarra. It's clear. And we mentioned this as well in the concept of friendship and enmity. The same kind of discussion can be had there. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to love that which is meant to be loved and to hate that which is meant to be hated. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasser Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am,
your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaykum as-salam, Brother Mahdi, and as-salamu alaykum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. Today, in the first segment, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verse 33 of Surah Al-Ahzab, recited by Sheikh Abdul Nasser Harak, the Egyptian reciter.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى وَأَقِمْنَ الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله ولا تبرجن تبرج الجاهلية الأولى وأقمنا الصلاة وآتينا الزكاة وأطعنا الله ورسوله إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ظهيرا إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran, and what you just listened to was recitation of verse 33 of Surah Al-Ahzab, recited by Sheikh Abdul Nasser Harak, the Egyptian reciter. Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This beautiful recitation and this beautiful verse. This is the verse of Tatheer, of purification. At the beginning of this verse, God is talking about the wives of the Prophet and how they should not leave their houses while they are showing their ornaments and in a way that is, you know, against morality. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. Like in the time of the pagan Arabia, in the time of ignorance, where women, you know, they were not very careful about their hijab and their behavior, mm-hmm. and they were like,
They tried to stand out.
They didn't have chastity and modesty that much. But now that Islam has come, they have to make sure that they obey Prophet and God, which in this verse God is saying that you should not show your ornaments, your finery. Okay? And then the second part of this verse, وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَأَتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ. God is commanding the wives of the Prophet to uphold prayer, to give zakat, and to obey the Prophet. Obeying the Prophet is tantamount to obeying God.
Yes.
Because how else would you want to obey God if you don't obey the Messenger of God? Okay? Because he is, by obeying the Messenger of God, you have proven your obedience to God. The third part of this verse is about the Ahlul Bayt. It's no longer about the wives of the Prophet. And all Muslims, no matter what their sect is, they believe that this part of the verse has been revealed in honor of the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet.
The five
infallibles that lived at the same time. And of course, their descendants, the nine other imams that came after. Yeah, the nine other imams that came after Imam Hussein, the third Imam.
And would you name them?
Well, Prophet Muhammad, Imam Ali, alayhi salam, Lady Fatima Zahra, Imam Hassan, and Imam Hussein.
These are five.
Yeah, we have five. The hadith of the cloak. All Muslims, they have written this in history. Yeah. Hadith of Kisa, where they all went under the cloak, and then Prophet prayed to Allah to purify my family, and then This verse was revealed, and they were purified from anything that's bad or impure,
of any
or
kind.
Evil, any kind, physical, spiritual, everything. Mm-hmm. So they were completely purified.
Now, if you agree, let's talk about the tajweed points, brother.
Yes, this verse has many tajweed points. So the mm-hmm. first one that I'd like to talk about is the ra. Tafkhim and Tarqiq of Ra. We have both Tafkhim and Tarqiq of Ra in this verse. The first one is Waqarna. Waqarna. The Ra has Tafkhim. It has to be pronounced with Tafkhim. Why? Because it's Sakin.
Yeah, it is preceded by
with a Fatha. Yeah. So, normally, under normal circumstances, Ra that has a fatha or dhamma has to be pronounced with tafkhim.
We mean thickly.
With thickness, yes. If it has a kasra, it should be pronounced with tarqiq, with
thinness.
But whenever it's sakin, we have to look at the previous letter most mm-hmm. of the time. Sometimes you have to look at the following letter. Okay?
Yes.
And that is what determines the tafkhim or tarq. So here we could see that before the ra sakina, there is a letter with fatha. So we have to pronounce the ra with tafkhim.
Tafkhim or thickness.
وَقَرْنَا فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرَّجْنَا. The ra of tabarrajna again has tafkhim because the ra has a
fatha actually.
Yeah, here it's the common cause of tafkhim, which is fatha and dhamma. Here we have a fatha. تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرُّجَلْ. Again we have a dhamma.
Again we have a dhamma.
تَبَرُّجَلْ جَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى.
The ra should be pronounced with the full mouth again.
With the full mouth, exactly. وَأَقِمْنَا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتِينَا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ رَسُولَ. One thing you have to remember is that the tafkhim of ra and the letters of isti'la is different. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't think that they're the same. The letters of isti'la, they have pharyngealization. Yes. We have isti'la, we have the raising of the root of the tongue for them.
And different levels.
And different levels. But they all have the raising of the root of the tongue.
Yes.
But for ra, the tafkhim of ra, we don't have the raising of the root of the tongue. In other words, we should not give too much tafkhim to the ra as if it's a letter of isti'la. For example, if you say waqarrna, is that correct? Waqarrna, that's too much tafkhim. Waqarrna. Or tabarrujal. Tabarrujal. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَا تَبَرَّجْنَا.
Yeah, the body of the tongue goes up, actually, somehow.
Yeah, just the back of the tongue goes up. We have the velarization.
Yeah,
raw,
not the roots.
Raw, raw. We don't have raw, raw. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is the difference between letters of isti'la and raw,
which is actually a letter of istifad.
Istifad, exactly. But it's pronounced with tafkhim sometimes, most of the time, actually.
Yes.
As we can see. So, what are the letters of tarqiq, the ra's that are pronounced with tarqiq in this verse? We have, the first one is yuridullah. Yuridu. See, it's thinner than ra. Ra, ri.
Practically,
the place of articulation is the same, but
mm-hmm.
the movement of the tongue is different. The manner of articulation is different. Liuthiba ankumur rijisa. Again, we have rijisa. Ra has tarqiq.
Practically, we can say we pronounce it with an empty mouth.
Yeah. And the tongue is going downwards,
down.
Not going upward.
Yeah.
Rij. And another point is that you should not trill ra. Okay, if you say
without takrir.
Without takrir. That's too much takrir. Yeah.
Thank you, dear Brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Fa'idha qara'ata al-Qur'an, فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Whenever you recite the Quran, you should seek refuge in God from Satan, who is rejected. So this ayah is the reason why reciters of the Quran always start first with أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. We have to be especially asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for refuge when we read the Quran. And also in a similar way, whenever you want to do something great, something very special, so you need to be asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very special way for refuge. And for all our life, we should be always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us refuge. You know, we say قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرَّ مَا خَلَقَ. We say قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. We have two surah, the last two chapters of the Quran, and they are not only for the people who want to recite the Quran. Those are for all people in all circumstances. So we should always be careful and alert. But when you want to do something really good, When you want to do something really helpful, beneficial, something very blessed, that is actually when you are to be more careful, because Shaitan would be trying to stop people doing good things. And if something great is going to happen, Shaitan is more active there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always cover us with His protection and keep us in His refuge, protected from Shaitan and our own soul, which is commanding to do bad things.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you in Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن.
The ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma inni as'aluka برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء.
Brothers and sisters, with regard to the beginning part of this dua, اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء. O God, I ask you by your mercy that envelops everything. We talked about the story of creation of mankind as one of the signs of the embracing mercy of the Almighty Allah. Now, let's take another approach towards a manifestation of the Almighty Allah's mercy. And I assume it's necessary to have a look at another sign of the Almighty Allah's infinite mercy toward mankind, because I assume it will remove thoughtlessness, and as the Holy Quran says, thinking on our body and thinking on who we actually are and how we were created will increase our eagerness to worship and our hatred of sins. Scientifically, the system of human brain is by far the most remarkable machine, and the mind performs its duties that the most developed human-made machines are unable to complete. One of the duties of the brain is to record various events in the memory. Human memory is related only to a small part of the brain for showing the capacity of the memory. An example has been repeatedly given. For example, if you suppose a 50-year-old man who wants to write all his memories collectively. For this, he will need 160 million large-size newspapers that are printed in small fonts, and each of them is 20 pages. In various respects, the mechanism of remembering the memories resembles that of the tapes of voice recorders. The difference is that the power of brain tapes is provided by body nerves, and they do not need a rotation. If we want to build a machine that performs like the work of human brain, we should make an apparatus 2 times larger than the largest buildings in the world. And to provide the electricity it needs, we have to dedicate all the waters of the world's largest fall for its power. And since the electric lamps and wires make the machine hotter and hotter, all the water of the supposed fall should instead turn around the machine. And this invented machine, in spite of all that, will not still perform the same as the thinking in human brain happens.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Oh Allah, bless Muhammad and his progeny Oh Allah, I beseech you by your mercy which encompasses everything and by your power by which you overcome everything and which submits to it everything and humble before it is everything and by your might by which you conquer everything and by your majesty against which nothing can stand And by your greatness which prevails over everything And by your authority which is exercised over everything And by your own self that shall endure forever after everything has vanished And by your names which manifest your power over everything And by your knowledge which pervades everything And by the light of your face which illuminates everything Oh he who is light, oh he most holy, oh he who is light, oh he most holy.
You may remember when we talked about the creation of mankind, there is also brain involved, the command of Sucking milk from the mother's breast is issued from the child's brain and it is sent into its lips and the child feeds from its mother's breast calmly without any errors. In the mother's body, there is an automatic chemical factory that turns her blood into suitable and delicious food, appropriate for the infant's digestive system. When the fetus is created in the mother's womb, the sucking factory recuperates in the mother's body and begins to work. And as the fetus grows, This factory gets more and more active until it produces suitable milk for the baby at the birth. After the birth, though, as the child grows up and its digestive system becomes stronger, the produced milk changes accordingly, so the child can absorb the different materials needed by the milk. Another interesting point in this case is that in order to avoid the wastage of the milk, the nipples are having a tiny openings that open when the baby is sucking, and they are automatically closed afterwards. And all these interesting events are for the sake of humans, but they are at the same time the signs of the Almighty Allah's infinite mercy and unlimited blessing. Human beings should ponder in these phenomena, praise the Almighty, and beg Him for spiritual blessings. Allahumma inni as'aluka birahmatika allati wasi'at kulla shay. O Allah, I ask you by your mercy that envelops everything. And these are the other aspects of the signs of the Almighty Allah's mercy. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
This is A to Z. An introduction to Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, throwing off a habit. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Habit is one of the great divine favors because it facilitates difficult human tasks and automates a lot of complicated and necessary aspects of living, such as speaking, walking, etc. You know, when we talk about habit, generally speaking, in the society, most of the times we imply that negativity with it, right? We imply that negative connotation because we say habits are bad, habits in all cases are bad. Well, not necessarily is what we are arguing here, right? Yes, there are those bad habits which we're going to talk about, but saying that all habits are bad, maybe not, Okay? When a bad habit is acquired, it becomes a dangerous addiction and very difficult to shed. So much so that Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, which is the 11th infallible Imam, has compared the shedding of an entrenched habit to an amazing or wondrous act. Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salam has said, throwing off bad habits is like performing a wondrous act. So, generally speaking, it's difficult for people to give up their habits, you know, habits that they have developed. It's not so easy to get over those habits and, you know, just drop them along the way. And that's why they're called habits, because, you know, it has become part of that person's life or personality or routine. So Imam Askari alayhi salam is saying that, you know, giving up and throwing away those bad habits is so essential. And if somebody is able to do that, it's like he has performed a wondrous act, which means he is encouraging us to drop those bad habits. Okay? Sticking to those bad habits is not good for us. Welcome back to your listeners. Today we are discussing what a habit is and how difficult it is to throw off a habit and get rid of a habit. Are all habits bad? Well, no. But are all habits good? Not exactly. So bad habits are those which we have to drop, which we have to put aside and take it out of our system. Now, if you're looking for the first step to breaking bad habits, I would suggest starting with awareness. It's easy to get caught up in how you feel about your bad habits. You can make yourself feel guilty or spend your time dreaming about how you wish things were. But these thoughts take you away from what actually is happening. Instead, it's awareness that will show you how to actually make a change. It is all about that awareness, that realization. You know, so for instance, you can ask yourself, once you have identified, you know, a bad habit, you can ask yourself questions like, when does your bad habit actually happen? How many times do you do it each day? Do you repeat it? Are you doing it once a day, twice a day, you know, once a week, you know, once a month? Then you go towards, you know, when you perform that, where you are, like physically, is it only that one place that you go to and that's when you perform that bad habit, right? Then who are you with when you perform that bad habit? Because sometimes what happens is it's a company. Once we go in that particular company, for instance, you know, when we're sitting with so-and-so friend,